As promised, a welcome to homeschooling because of a great resurgence in 2021. We've got some encouragement for you. Join us. Welcome back, everybody. As promised, we are going to talk about home education, homeschooling, or unschooling, if you prefer. We won't take any kind of sides. But we have heard that homeschooling has surged by 3 times, at least 300%. Data from the Census Bureau. The Census Bureau can't tell you why, but we can all speculate that the COVID lockdowns had something to do with it. Why? Are people afraid to send their children to school? Well, that was true in the spring and fall of 2020. I don't think that's true in the spring of 2021, but it could be that there are some people who still think that that's just safer. I think that a lot more people are just simply finding that they're quite satisfied with their children learning at home. They enjoy the family closeness, and they're discovering that their input, the time of their input, surprisingly, is less when their children are learning at home than when they're learning at school. Certainly, of course, there's less commute time, but it's really surprising. It's shocking, the amount of non-task time that goes on in school. And so when a child is given direct attention and on-task time is productive, then schooling takes, typically 3 hours and not 8 to keep up with the same pace. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. Of course, I'm sure that there is a lot of disgust at chaos in some districts. There has been an on again, off again, such that the parents just never knew if there was going to be homeschooling and what kind of homeschooling. And there may be some discomfort with schools being opened and yet having mask mandates and 6 feet. I mean, I think this is very hard for younger children. Well, I think it's pretty hard for adults too. Anyway, so disgust at the chaos, the uncomfortableness at the hybrid results. I know that we had some complaints from some teachers that I knew, the teachers, that parents wanted their children busy 8 hours a day, or at least 6 hours a day, 5 days a week, and the teachers weren't permitted to give that much work. And of course, as we just said, this students would have kept up with the same level with less work, but still the parents thought that the amount of work given was much, much less than would have been given had the school had been open. And that's, in some cases, that was true. So I think parents are just shocked at the higher academic results that are being obtained. And of course, some have discovered critical race theory being shot through the curriculum, and they're not happy with that. And discovered the lack of civic education, lack of character education that has been ongoing, although that has been attenuated for so many generations that most parents would not have considered that, because they would simply have compared with their own education and not compared with their grandparents' education. So there are, anyway, of a whole variety of reasons why people have been turning to home education. I know some have turned to private education as well. Don't have the statistics, but we're going to focus on home education. So 300% 8% or more, based on what the Census Bureau has said. And of course, I don't know what the fudge factor is there. I don't know how many people might keep their children home and not tell the Census Bureau. I don't know. The question then becomes, if why? The other question is, why not? So why are families not homeschooling? Probably many of them are not homeschooling because of work schedule. If mother has to go to the hospital and dad has to be quite focused on his work, then is there anyone who is available for supervising the children? Or if both, you know, both parents work. So the school situation has been needed. Although if everyone is working from home and the children are not of the age or the need that they need direct close supervision, maybe all that works out. Of course, there are parents who just don't care that much about education, because let's face it, anyone who's homeschooling has to put out some effort. I think the stereotype is the reverse. But normally, up until now, homeschool families have given up one of their workers, their place in the job market, and typically she has been at home. And so this is a real dedication to the well-being of the children and to their academic progress. But this may be obtained even with both people working from home at this point. And of course, some families have rearranged schedules. And so there's been this whole fruit basket turnover of everybody. So looks like more people are going to homeschooling. Lack of interest. There is, I'm sure, some fear of trying to take on the task oneself. You know, this could be somewhat healthy. You know, not everybody knows how to teach someone how to read. Not everyone can teach somebody how to do calculus. And so this trepidation has kept many people from home educating in the past. However, I think that this event has helped people realize, A, that they have a lot more resources than they had realized. So if you can get that calculus course online, and all the parent has to do is remind the child to go turn it on and do the homework, and then that teacher can be accessed for office hours, then there's no reason that that has to be done necessarily in a school building. And so I think some of the trepidation may have dissipated because of the experience of the lockdown. And teaching reading is learnable. The ability to teach reading is learnable, and it's amazing what can be done. Of course, there is, has been, there's been more complacency. So this is kind of a satisfaction based on ignorance. People thought things were going well in public school. People thought that their schools were good schools. I know here where I live, there's a billboard that says, "Good things happen in Texas schools." Like, oh, really? Most of Texas schools are below the national average. And the national average is nothing to crow about. The United States ranks 16th in the world in terms of our public education system. That is very far down the list of developed nations. So we are closer to a middle-income country than a developed country. In short, our public school system is bad. And when you're given statistics, it's based on the average or middle case of the United States. So our children learning at above average for an American school. Our school meets expectation. That means it comes up to average for the United States. And that's considered good. It's promoted as good. And it is not. You understand? To be average in the United States is to be at the bottom of the heap, more or less, in terms of a developed nation. And the Texas TEA, a blue ribbon school, woo-hoo, supposed to be really great. Is that good at all? Is that even acceptable on the world scale? Not in my book, no. And not in the book of, not in the eyes of the people who know something about the world scale. So in some districts around here that have quite a few Asian parents who perhaps know what the standard is in Singapore or know what the standard is in Hong Kong, they are not complacent. They do not think. They understand the statistics. The statistics that are promoted are, well, anyway, they understand the statistics and they know that their children are not going to get a good education unless they do something about it. And so there are some public schools in my neighborhood that, because of the interest of parents like that, and of course not all of them are Asian, but high-tech industry parents, but the Asians do weigh in, not far, and the neighborhood's not far from where I live, and those schools teach at an extraordinarily higher level than most of the high schools around here. And of course most of those families also consider private education. We've got some international baccalaureate opportunities in our metro area. So you will find that people think, or used to think, that their school was doing really well. And I've told the story before. I was in class, I was teaching at the collegiate level, and one of my students said, "Well, schools have never been harder than now." I say, "What leads you to believe that?" So he was a high school student in my class on an early start program. Okay, I said, and he was alleging by saying, "Schools have never been so hard." A high school student saying this to me in my class, and I said, "What leads you to believe that?" He said, "Well, we have more testing than ever before." I said, "You have more testing. What connection does testing have to academic rigor?" And he just looked at me like, "What? Like, what connection? You're assuming that because you have a lot of tests that you're learning at a higher level, right?" He said, "Yes." I said, "There is no connection between having a lot of tests and having a higher level of academic offering." "What?" I said, "Look at our syllabus. Do you see here among the books that you can do a book report on is James Popham, The Truth About Testing." The truth about testing. So Popham was a consultant, educational consultant, who was hired to create many of these standardized tests. And he explains how that works. School systems hire him to make the easiest test possible, so that they look good to their parents. And then when some students fail, not if, but when, because apparently that's just going to happen. Some students come stoned or whatever. And he said, then they call me back and ask me to make it easier. So yes, you have more tests, but no, you are not learning at a higher level. Yes, the citizenry has asked for higher rigor over the past decade. That does not mean that the level of instruction is higher. On the contrary, it is lower. And every 3 or 4 years, instructors in community college had to make their classes easier so that recent high school graduates could pass. That was big news, but that's the way it is. Okay, so complacency and just plain being snookered. Parents thought their children were doing well. But when those children are studying under the noses of the parents, then the parents may have had some new ideas. So why? We can't tell you. I don't have the statistics on which explanation has the most explanatory power. I don't have that. But the statistics are that homeschooling has about tripled in the United States. And I'll hazard a guess that there's going to be more in the near future. for at least two reasons. One is that we continue to have lockdowns for obviously no reason. Even the twisted statistics that we were given before cannot be obtained today. And we have school teachers who refuse to go back to the classroom while at the same time advertising they are teaching the children who have recently come across our southern border who have not been COVID tested. This doesn't make sense, and it's been pointed out by other people than me. And also, we are beginning to have a discussion long overdue about the kind of curriculum that we're having in the school system. We simply don't have good civic education. We have substituted traditional American values for Marxism. As I record this, the Texas State House is deliberating on a bill to have better civics education, but even here in Texas, it is apparently not going well enough for the traditionals, even those who are elected, who are not that traditional. So I think there are going to be more and more parents who just, if it's not higher academics, it's going to be some basic character education, you know, so their children can have productive lives as business people and as citizens. All right, so that's the prediction. But the good news is there is help. There is help. There is social help, there is legal help, there is educational and curriculum help, and there is socializing help. Well, I suppose there's socialization help too. And the biggest first thing that I can help you with, besides coming back and hearing me, is get my book. Get my book. Learn at Home for Great Shalom. It's available on lulu.com, or you can click through the website at overcominglearningproblems.org, and it will help you consider all of what you need to teach your child and help you consider what methods, and then having those thoughts, you can pick a curriculum rather than get the dog by the tail and try to pick out what curriculum seems easiest and then maybe not even addressing some of the needs that your child has, because every child is an individual. And woohoo, great news, homeschooling. You can make that learning, you can tailor make it for your child. You can help them shoot ahead in their talents, and you can help them strengthen their weaknesses so they can be all that they can be, rather than necessarily simply hoping for the best and aiming kind of at the middle, you know, which is what public education has to do. Okay? Get exactly what your child needs. And this book will be the resource for that. Learn at Home for Great Shalom. Just a paperback. Can get it in electronic format at the website. Click through or go directly to lulu.com. Thank you very much. I want to get into your hands my book, Learn at Home for Great Shalom. Yes, it was written for homeschooling parents, but really it is written for all parents, because all parents are responsible for their children's education. And that doesn't mean just reading, writing, and arithmetic, which is what our public schools were originally intended to teach, but we are responsible for teaching our whole child. And this book will help you address all of the needs of your children. It will help you make decisions about special needs. It will help you make decisions about which curriculum. It's an overall soup to nuts book. Learn at Home for Great Shalom. Come to the website www.greatshalom.org, greatshalom.org. Get this book. Anyway, I would like to say that there is abundant help. Nearly every town has a homeschool support group. Supports the mothers, has play dates. They may even put together sports leagues and choirs and all of these other kinds of extracurricular activities. I believe that in the United States, because of federal law, the school system has to permit your child to come in and take the courses that or participate in the extracurricular activities. I know that that's the law in Texas. I know that many parents have had resistance. So they may wish to have that child go to chemistry, you know, because the school has a lab, or they would like the child to be able to play in football. I question the wisdom of that, but I believe it's legal. Check with your legal resource about that, and don't rely on what the school system is telling you. There is abundant legal help now. Okay, so in the United States, you've got the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, and they serve all of the states. They are lawyers who had children with special needs and of course, families with high academic expectations. And so they home educated their own children. They discovered the need and banded together as several lawyers and made the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, HSLDA. And we have an interview with them, so you can look for that. So come to the website and look for the homeschool bundle. And if you're in Texas, you're in luck, because we have the Texas Homeschool Coalition, run by a family who has long promoted homeschooling here in the United States. Their children have grown up. On the way to growing up, they ran the statewide convention, and we just thank them so much. And so that's the Texas Homeschool Coalition, and they continue to work politically for the rights of home educators. If you are outside of the United States, I apologize. We do not know what to tell you, because of course laws are so different in different countries. If you do know of a legal resource in other countries, please come to the website and post it in the comments. So come to overcominglearningproblems.org, and it's easy enough, just to, under the post where this episode is posted, then write in and you will see links for HSLDA and Texas Homeschool Coalition. There are lots of curricula today. There, you know, go to any Christian bookstore, you'll find many. Go online, you find many. They are so abundant and so robust that the school system, public school system, would like to compete and put their curriculum online. And I want to strongly caution you about that. If you want to home educate your children, why would you settle for public school curriculum of any sort? A computer cannot deliver content better than a human. Computer cannot, well, maybe with video, sometimes it can deliver better than a book. But books are important. If you don't have adequate books, you're not going to have the kind of academic skills that you need. But the curriculum is just enervated at best and twisted at most. So another reason why people may have decided for homeschooling is because they have discovered to their shock the influence of critical race theory and Frank Marxism. And we'll talk about that another time. You understand, I'm particularly well qualified to be able to address that, since what I was teaching in college was sociology. Anyway, I was saying, you have a lot of resources. And I encourage you to go out and get the kind of resources that you want. You may have a girlfriend at church who's homeschooling, and great. Talk to your friends at church, and but go online. There are a lot of homeschool groups of every stripe. Not all of them are simply doing it because they want to be sure their children are safe. Not all of them are doing it because they want to protect their children spiritually. Not all of them are doing it because they want higher academics. And yes, many of them are doing it because of special needs. So whatever your viewpoint is, you can find some people like that. Of course, I always encourage you to listen to the other people, at least know what they're saying before you completely turn away. As we're not cancel culture here. We're not cancel culture here. Everybody has a right to speak. That's always been the traditional Christian way. We wish to influence hearts and minds. We're not canceling people, although we may not continue to converse with them. Okay, if they're truly evil, you know, we listen long enough to know they're truly evil. We're not going to necessarily expose our children to people who are truly evil and will harm their lives. But that's not the same as canceling them. Huh? So we need to have a whole discussion about that. But anyway, we were talking about homeschooling. Why not? And yes, there are a lot of resources. We'll talk more about this soon. Okay, so the website, www.overcominglearningproblems.org, or, of course, greatshalom.org still works. Come, and of course, the biggest resource is our tribe. Become a member. Participate with us. You can join at the Lioness Tribe level or the Lioness Pride level. We'd love to have you. And just knowing that you're part of something bigger and that we're running with you and pulling for you will help. Okay? So Lord bless you. And this is Sharon Sorrell still proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sorrells. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come.
I want to get into your hands my book, Learn at Home for Great Shalom. Yes, it was written for homeschooling parents, but really it is written for all parents because all parents are responsible for their children's education. And that doesn't mean just reading, writing, and arithmetic, which is what our public schools were originally intended to teach, but we are responsible for teaching our whole child. And this book will help you address all of the needs of your children. It will help you make decisions about special needs. It will help you make decisions about which curriculum. It's an overall soup to nuts book. Learn at Home for Great Shalom. Come to the website www.greatshalom.org. GreatShalom.org. Get this book. I know you want to get my Dangerous Times Secrets to Victory for Parents and Educators. You need it. It will revolutionize the way you deal with your children or teach your class. I guarantee it. Vital Teaching, 4 CDs in a set, $50. Write me at P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas 78630.